Yeah, we're back. Good morning. How are you?
Got some sun peeking through the fog here, 48 degrees.
Welcome to our Wednesday morning show here from the Radio Hut, coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. And I've been talking about this for quite a while. The Hearts of Three celebration happens this Saturday over at Casey's Bar. Things get going at 4 and go till 11 o'clock. And Billy D Band showing up for this, and very proud and very honored to be a part of this event. So I'm thinking, well, it's just perfect that I get a couple guys from the band in here to talk more about this. Our drummer Jan Votz, my musical brother, and our keyboard player extraordinaire Ed Moore.
Look, Ed just got here.
Ed just rolled in from Greater Carlisle. I love that. That's Ed's new ringtone, by the way. Ed, pull that mic over to you so we can hear you.
Thank you, Bill.
These are unidirectional things, so if you're standing in, you know, in any kind of a distance, it's not going to pick you up. We need to pick you up, Ed.
Am I that important?
I'll just leave it at that.
Am I that important?
You are that important. Let's talk about this event. Jan, we're going to start with you because I believe Raleigh was the first one that approached you about this. Tell us about it.
Yeah, quite a while ago. And then we just had a meeting a couple weeks ago with Carl and Raleigh and Sarah out at the golf course, and we talked about it, and they were super excited about this, and they should be. It's going to be a beautiful weather day. There's going to be a lot of people. The event starting at 1 o'clock and lasting until at least 11 o'clock that night. And they stressed that meeting that they want this to be a celebration of the people that show up for fellowship and for love for one another, you know, not only in remembrance, you know, of Shaylee, Carter, and Sam.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they want this to be a regular, normal night, and, you know, and in one of the greatest places on earth, Casey's Bar.
At the corner, yeah.
The greatest place for people to congregate. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a huge, huge event.
Well, there's going to be nothing normal about this, I can tell you that. The weather, again, miraculous. We lucked out, so it's going to be like 74, 75 degrees.
Couldn't ask for better weather.
So it is going to be great. And Ed Moore, good to have you in studio, my friend.
Well, thank you, Billy. Good to see you again.
Now,
good
how excited are you to play for this event? Yeah, this is going to be a very big crowd.
I am pumped, Billy. You know me, I get excited about playing. But in this case, we've got the memorial for these three wonderful people that passed early, and so that adds an extra little edge or extra little item to it that sparks me.
Right.
And what I want to do is I want to have fun, and I hope everybody can keep up with us.
Yes, me too. Yeah, and again, like you said, you know, Jan, it's going to be a celebration of these three, and just getting together with a lot of people you probably haven't seen for a while, and just that's always fun too. And again, there's going to be ribs. Carl said no rib cook-off, but there's going to be ribs and probably a whole lot of other food, too, if I know that crowd.
Ribs and beer. You can't get much better than that.
Absolutely. And tickets, too, folks. You want Vikings tickets, UFC tickets, and all of the money raised here.
Back up, Billy. Now, is there like a silent auction whereby I can get Viking tickets?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure that's probably goes along with this, too. You've got
I want Viking tickets.
You got the info in front of you there, my friend.
After the last game, I want Viking tickets.
I think that's a pretty popular sentiment. And again, musically, we're just going to crank it up and have fun with this because, again, celebration.
And we're a fun band.
Got the right band for it. And by the way, folks, too, I do want to mention we are available for corporate parties. We're available for any other functions you might have. We'll play in chicken coops. We'll play just about anywhere. And maybe even a bar mitzvah, too. I don't know if we've even broached that. But, you know, if that's what you got going on, we are your hookup. So there you have it.
Phenomenal, Billy.
Go on our website, and you'll find more information. And, definitely book us there. But, yeah.
Say another added thing for that event.
Yeah.
Also, our good friend and super talented friend, Derek Colby, will be playing from 6 to 7 doing a solo show.
Mm-hmm.
So come out and catch him. He's incredible.
He's fantastic. He was with us on for the Headwaters Music Festival,
yep,
too.
And he probably will step on stage when we play and he'll do a couple songs with us.
He does a great job.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, man, this is going to be a great celebration. Food, you got music, you got giveaways, you got all sorts of good things.
Ribs and Colby and beer.
Yeah, we got it. We got it going on. And, again, that's all going on at the corner over at Casey's. Getting things going at 4 o'clock. Something tells me, I don't know, just a hunch, they might go a little past 11. I don't want to get people jumpy and excited.
No.
But,
no, also, you know, this is the first annual. So okay.
Yeah, great point, yeah.
So they could go into next year also. So, Carl, you might have to put an addition onto that bar.
Yeah, without a doubt. Build out into the parking lot. But I know they've had events out there, too. And it's a great location for that.
Yes, it is.
You know, nothing's ever, no matter how many people are over there, you never feel really crowded.
Yeah, you can't beat the open air on a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be, again, miraculous weather for this event.
And the way I understand it, all the mosquitoes are going to be down in Wells Park.
Geez, let's hope so.
They are. They told me.
But all the Asian beetles and ladybugs
and
bees
yellow jackets.
Will be where we're at.
Without a doubt.
So bring your shop back.
And we do take requests, too, when you show up. Yeah, throw something out if we know it.
Sure.
We'll probably get to playing it. And the two that can't be with us, our bass player Jay Votz and Matt Downer, they're going to be with us on Saturday as well.
Yep, they couldn't make it here today to talk over the radio, but boy, they're resting up.
Oh man, well, yeah. And I was telling Jan, I'm doing the live auction here, our network auction, all across the I3G media radio networks, and so I'll be doing that Saturday morning from 9 until noon. Run home and get a good nap because at my age, I need it. And then be down there at 4 o'clock.
And it'll be so much fun.
Yes, it will be a lot of fun, and really, really looking forward to this. And again, it's been a good summer. Let's back up, too. We've had a good summer. We played some really good gigs and had a really good time. And, Ed, I'm not getting anywhere near Patron with you ever again.
Billy, you are never going to get my second drink.
Yeah, that's a mistake you'll only make once. But, great show up at Shooting Star in Minoman, Pelican Rapids. We've been, what was the place we played out in North Dakota? Was that Ashley, North Dakota?
Yes.
Under the tent.
Yeah, way out west.
About 110 degrees that night.
Colfax.
What a bunch of
Colfax,
nice people out there.
Was it Colfax? Not Colfax. Was it Colfax or... We got to meet your brother.
Oh, that was Saban.
Saban
for Harvest Days. Mm-hmm. And that was following the gig at the casino, our first back-to-back night. That was interesting.
That was fun.
Yeah, it took me about 2 months.
And you can't beat the people in Minnesota, North Dakota. What a bunch of warm, friendly people.
Right.
Every place we play, we're welcomed.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt. And, and we're going to be at it again this Saturday. Again, from 4 until 11. A lot of good tickets, too. Minnesota Wild, if you're a fan of hockey, Timberwolves, UFC, Minnesota Vikings, and a whole lot more, you'll have your opportunity to win those. And again, all proceeds donated to AFSP and Relentless Foundations. That was very big with Shaley. And again, celebrating the lives of Sam, Carter, and Shaley on Saturday.
Some people will probably ask, is there a cover charge? There is not, right?
No.
Correct?
Show up.
Yep, just show up.
Just show up, and we'll be out there on full display.
And bring your willingness to have fun and try to keep up with the band.
Yeah, just try to keep up with us because, we're prepping for this big time and really excited for it. Guys, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up other than a hearty invitation?
Other than Ed thinks he's a Viking fan again, don't jump on that bandwagon again. You know what happens.
Yeah, you know.
We've seen that movie before.
Yeah, I've always been a Viking fan. It's just I'll leave it at that.
Okay, Ed Moore's new ringtone, folks, if you're wondering what that is, for crying out loud. Yeah, I always compare the purple to that that woman that you always fall in love with in August, and by January she's absolutely cheated on you and broken your heart. But you always go back to it. You always go back to it August. You know, every single time. I'm just as bad. But there you go. Ed Moore, Jan Votz, Billy D Band on stage. We'll be up from 4 until or from 7 till 11. I don't want to extend us anymore. But Derek Colby. yes. on stage yep. As well. And he's going on at 6?
6 o'clock.
Okay, going to do an hour of his solo show and so then a couple
it
tunes.
It doesn't get any better. Hearts couple. Of Three and Billy D.
Yeah.
Hearts of Three and Billy D.
That works very well. And special thanks to Raleigh and Carl and
yes.
Sarah for wanting to make us a part of this, too. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. It's 9:54 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets this hour. Well, corn futures are quiet this morning, and corn's technical outlook strengthened with yesterday's trade. December futures held support near 420, finishing at the top of the range above the 1.